Hello again, and welcome to Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis.
I'm Lita. Ron will not be with us today.
And I'm Jean Marie. We are two of the hosts of Podcast DX.
Well, today we're going to talk about a bacterial disease that used to be one of the most feared infections in childhood. Hemophilus influenzae, also known as H flu. I think we'll call it H flu.
Because I have no idea. Yep.
All right. Well, despite its name, it's not related to the flu virus.
The influenza virus.
Oh, okay. The influenza virus. But it can still be very dangerous, especially in children under 5, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems.
Before widespread vaccination, H flu type B, often called HIB, was the leading cause of bacterial meningitis among children in the United States.
Oh.
In the 1980s, around 20,000 cases occurred each year, with 1,000 mortalities, and countless survivors who were left with hearing loss, brain damage, or lifelong disabilities or challenges.
Wow. Well, thankfully, the introduction of the HIB vaccine in 1987 dramatically changed that picture. Today, there are fewer than 50 cases of the invasive HIB disease reported in the U.S. for children annually.
Okay.
But H flu has not disappeared. Other types like H flu type A and non-typeable strains are still causing serious illness worldwide.
Yeah, I actually read a news article about a woman who had not had her son vaccinated and didn't know that he needed to be vaccinated, and he did contract the disease and did pass away.
Hmm.
H flu is a group of bacteria or bacterial diseases that can cause different types of illnesses, and is classified into 6 types, A through F, based on the outer capsule of the bacteria. And it also includes non-typable strains without a capsule.
Okay. You have to be a bacteriologist to understand this episode.
Or a microbiologist.
Yeah. It can cause many different infections also, from relatively mild things like ear infections or bronchitis. I don't think bronchitis is too mild. To life-threatening conditions such as meningitis, pneumonia, sepsis, which is a bloodstream infection, and epiglottis swelling of the throat that can block breathing.
And while it's very rare, thanks to vaccinations, invasive H flu diseases, when the bacteria enters parts of the body that are normally sterile, like the blood or the spinal fluid, so either, you know, like we said, causing sepsis or meningitis, it is a public health concern globally. And especially in developing nations or areas with low vaccination rates, which the U.S. is starting to become one of those.
Right, right. And because, like you were saying earlier, global travel is making things...
Oh, right, right.
...come to the U.S. that...
That you can spread disease rather quickly.
Right. The symptoms depend on where the infection is located. For instance, H flu meningitis may cause fever, a stiff neck, a headache, sensitivity to light, vomiting, and an altered mental status.
And then
epiglottitis.
Please write in and tell us how to actually say it, which can be fatal, may show up as difficulty breathing, drooling, high fever, muffled voice, or a tripod posture. Because the children are, like, bent in trying to keep their airway open.
Okay.
Terrifying.
Yes. And sepsis symptoms, which we've covered on previous episodes, include a rapid heartbeat.
Can include, yes.
A rapid heartbeat, chills, confusion, a low blood pressure, and if untreated, it can lead to organ failure.
And diagnosis typically requires a culture of the bacteria from... either the blood, the spinal fluid, or other areas where you normally wouldn't find bacteria. And rapid testing and PCR may help identify that, you know, it is an H flu.
Okay. Well, treatment.
Or each flu strain, sorry.
Yeah. Treatment usually includes hospitalization, IV antibiotics, and typically a third generation cyclosporin like cetrifaxone. The earlier it started, the better the outcome.
And here, time is critical. Invasive H flu diseases can progress quickly. In some cases, steroids may also be given to reduce inflammation, especially in cases such as like meningitis.
And without treatment, the outcomes can be devastating. Around 3 to 6% of U.S. children with H flu meningitis pass away, and up to 30% may suffer permanent hearing loss or other neurological damage.
Even adults aren't spared. Older adults or those with chronic illnesses or compromised immune systems are also at a risk of severe pneumonia or different bloodstream infections that can stem from this bacteria.
And obviously, if you have a low immune system, you're more likely to catch it than somebody with a healthy immune system.
Or it's likely to develop into something more severe.
Right. Those who have had their spleen removed or who are immunocompromised are particularly vulnerable since they rely heavily on vaccines and herd immunity.
And the HIV vaccine has been a game changer since 1987. It's usually given in a series of doses starting at 2 months of age, and then you complete the full vaccine schedule, and then that'll offer about 95% protection against the disease.
Okay, and for adults, there is no general H flu vaccine, but people with certain conditions like post-transplant or splenectomy may be offered additional protection or at least guidance.
And as always, routine hand washing, respiratory hygiene, if you're going to cough, you want to, make
cough
sure
cough into your sleeve.
Right.
And wear
avoiding
a mask.
All of the above. And avoiding close contact with individuals who are not well, who are sick, can also help reduce the spread of H flu bacteria, which can, transfer from those, from sneezing, coughing, because it often lives in the nose and the throat.
Okay. Well, here's something to consider.
Okay.
Climate change is now believed to influence the spread of bacterial infections like H flu, because warmer temperatures and population displacement can affect transmission rates and vaccine access.
Another issue is, again, we talk about this a lot, antibiotic resistance. Some strains of H flu have developed resistance to first-line antibiotics, and that complicates treatment and recovery. So surveillance is important. And this way so healthcare providers can know what's in the area and that it's an issue, and so they can act accordingly. And then also responsible antibiotic use remains crucial. You should take antibiotics when you need them, and you should complete the course of antibiotics as directed. And if you don't have, your healthcare, listen to your healthcare provider, and if they say to contact them if the antibiotics aren't working because you need to try a different antibiotic or a different treatment modality, then please do contact them to let them know it's not working.
Okay. Scientists are also studying vaccines that could target more strains beyond the HIB, including H flu type A and the non-typeable strains that don't have those capsules.
Okay, that's great.
That would be a major advancement, especially for underserved areas where HIB is still a killer.
Okay. And H flu disease may seem like something from the past, but it is still very much a current concern, especially in certain areas and with certain populations. And vaccines can save lives. Vigilance, global access, and continued education is still vitally needed, as is research and, access to healthcare.
I think the Gates Foundation is still very much involved in global access to vaccines, right?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's what I read.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay. Well, we encourage listeners, especially parents, to check vaccination records, follow that recommended schedule, and consult your healthcare provider if you have any concerns.
And if you're in the medical field or in public health, please keep an eye on emerging trends. And whenever there's a new strain, that seems to be prevalent, or, you know, Cliven is changing, or there's an increase in resistance, awareness can make all the difference.
And I would imagine teachers also would mm-hmm. be in that monitoring.
Yeah, identifying thing. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that covers it all. This podcast okay. is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Okay. And there'll be links on the in the show notes
yes.
if you want more information. Thank you ever so much for joining us today. Stay informed, stay healthy, and we'll
you
know,
you
tune
week.
In next time to Podcast DX.